Writing in The Atlantic, Helen Lewis details how women face outsized consequences in a pandemic and what governments could do about it. She notes that William Shakespeare wrote King Lear, and Isaac Newton's work flourished during the Great Plague of London, but they weren't sheltering in place with children. Lewis offers telling anecdotal, statistical, and research evidence that during this pandemic, women are likely to shoulder the lion's share of childcare and domestic work, and are more likely to lose or give up their jobs, all while governments pay scant attention to their thoughts or needs. COVID-19 makes men physically sicker than women, but pandemics damage women in other ways. When the kids are home, when the elderly are isolated, when sick people require care, and when the whole family needs supplies, women bear the brunt of providing unpaid labor. This holds true in developed and undeveloped nations. The Ebola outbreak provided a compelling example. Most West Africans suffered financially, but afterward, men's income levels recovered more quickly than women's. Experts fear the same is likely to be true for COVID-19. This is a health catastrophe and an economic one as well. Economic disaster brings stark cultural change. Couples may find that the coronavirus transports them back to the 1950s. Dual-income couples enjoyed the advantages of outsourcing childcare, but social distancing measures upset that balance. As schools and daycare centers closed to comply with social distancing measures, childcare shifted from the realm of paid workers to the unpaid realm of the home. Two-job couples had the luxury of paying childcare workers. No more. Families must take on these previously outsourced tasks. Certainly, some men will rise to the occasion and take equal shifts, looking after bored and restless children. But many couples face difficult decisions about whose career will continue as normal and who must neglect his or her career to look after the children. Women worldwide enjoy less time for leisure than men. Even if traditional social roles don't routinely influence your family's decisions, dynamics are at play that may make letting the woman's job fall by the wayside the more financially sensible option. In England, for example, 40% of women work part-time, while only 13% of men do. Women in heterosexual couples usually earn less than their male partners. Couples tend to perceive the woman's job as a lower priority. Given the looming timeline of the pandemic, many women's lifetime earnings will plummet and may never return to pre-pandemic levels. The pandemic is even harder on single-parent households. Rachel Patzer is an epidemiologist at Emory University, and her husband is an emergency department physician. The couple decided that he would continue to work during the pandemic, while Patzer stays home to care for the children. Patzer is dealing with two young kids and a three-week-old infant. She's trying to homeschool her older children while dealing with a crying baby. Patzer's plight is difficult, but school closures are even more devastating to single-parent households, 90% of whom are led by women. A single provider often must choose between work or childcare. Examining the Ebola outbreak reveals some peripheral side effects of pandemics. Countries that experienced previous pandemics learned difficult lessons. Between 2013 and 2016, the span of Ebola's impact on Sierra Leone, obstetric complications killed more women than Ebola did, probably because medical resources were funneled to the outbreak. During that time, access to contraception dropped, teen pregnancy rose, girls dropped out of school. Fewer children received vaccinations for other preventable illnesses. When those children got sick, women took off work to look after them. Domestic abuse also increased. Women's Aid suggests that domestic abusers will exploit social distancing and self-isolation to further intimidate and constrain their victims. These trends affect developed countries as well. Stress, increased drinking, and economic hardships are triggers for domestic violence. Quarantine and social isolation ramp up all these factors. In her book, Invisible Women, Caroline Criado Perez reports that 15,000 peer-reviewed publications published 29 million papers during the Zika and Ebola epidemics. Fewer than 1% presented a gender analysis of the outbreak's effects. Providing emergency childcare and giving stimulus checks directly to families could mitigate the pandemic's outsized effect on women. Research offers little data about the gendered impact of previous pandemics. Claire Wenham, who teaches global health policy at the London School of Economics, seeks to fill the gap By stunning the societal change, coronavirus wreaks on women. Wenham suggests that funds for emergency childcare, stimulus for owners of small businesses, and financial aid should be paid to families. But she fears aid packages will continue to follow a gender-neutral approach, even though the economic effects of the virus probably won't. Wenham views governments as short-termist and reactive. She raises a heartfelt question about whether governments ever listen to women.